Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
Lord, we worship you this morning. We thank you that you are Lord and you are God who created heaven and earth. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Thank you that you are in our midst. Thank you, Lord, that you speak to our hearts today. And we thank you, Lord, for your promises, all the promises you gave. We can trust them today, and they are yes and amen in Christ here today. So we thank you, Lord. Thank you for those mighty promises that when we believe and follow you, your protection will be there. Your healing power will be there. Your deliverance will be there. We thank you, Lord. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Can we just lift our hands as a sign of surrendering and worship to him? That, Lord, we trust you in every situation, in every circumstances. So this morning, we lift our hands and we say, we trust you because you promised that if we trust you, you'll do mighty things for us. We take our eyes off of all things around us this morning. And we look unto you, and we trust you. Our help is coming from you. It's not coming from the east. It's not coming from the west. But our help is from the Lord. And you, the promotion is from the Lord. So we worship you. Just say, Lord, I worship you. I trust you. Thank you for speaking to us today. So the Lord is saying here today to someone here, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding or information. Your own understanding maybe not be the truth. The information you got, and you know, you cannot be sure that this is the truth. But trust in the Lord with all of your heart, because he knows every truth and everything. And I believe that the Lord is saying to the church today, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. So Lord, this morning, we decide to trust you in every circumstance. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Hallelujah. Because we know that when we trust you, things will turn around, because there's a power, invisible power, in trusting you. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just feel that things are turning around in your life, in my life. Hallelujah. You know a word from the Lord, and a trust in him will turn around our situations. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you need a turnaround in your situation? Do you need a... Sorry. Yeah, you can sit down. Hallelujah. God is the one who can turn around. Sometimes we are trying to turn around. I mean, turn around things. It's easy to turn around. But sometimes it's very difficult to turn around our things. But the Lord, he can turn around like easy when we trust him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. And sometimes, many times, we are fixed on one thing, and the things around us, and they seems like they are solid, unmovable. But everything can move. Everything in you and my life, they will change. They will change tomorrow. But the God, he never changes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But he can change things here in our lives. Amen. Amen. And you know, we know that. But sometimes we have a hard time to believe that he'll move things in my life, right? It's easier to believe for others. We think their situation is easier. It's just because we cannot feel their shoes, but we can feel our own shoes. And sometimes there are big stones in the shoes, but the stones can be removed. Hallelujah. Amen. So do you believe here today? Do you trust the Lord here today in your situation? Amen. So I say hallelujah. Amen. In Proverbs, it says like this, 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. So trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. I think this is a hard lesson to learn, but we have to learn that when we trust the Lord, this is the most secure thing to do. And then it says, do not lean on your own understanding. We have difficulties sometimes to handle information that we get because we are influenced on the information we get. But not all information is right information. Not all what I know is right. But we know that the things in God and what God he says, this is the truth. This is the truth about me and about my situation. Amen? You know, and our feelings can also say things, and we cannot trust it. But we can trust the Lord with all of our hearts. And then we'll see that he will carry through. Amen? Because there are many people in the Bible. They trusted in the Lord. And there are also many people today that trust in the Lord. And they see that God is the true God. And he keep his promises. Amen? Hallelujah. So Abraham, he believed God. And you know, we are believing God. And not, Abraham, he didn't just believe one day, but he had a long life believing. And believing is trusting in God and continue to believe. This is trusting. Amen? Yeah. We build our life on the things of God and the Word of God. Amen? Let's go to Psalm 118. Let's read some place. It speaks. Trust. Verse 8 and 9. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. I mean, you know, sometimes we feel confidence in what people tell us. Because we need to be comfort. We need to be comfort, and then we feel confidence in what man. But we need comfort from the Lord, so that we can trust him. We get comfort from other people. Don't misunderstand me. We need that. But you know, our trust is not in man. Our trust is in the Lord, even through man. Amen. But we are not trusting man. Trust God. We do not trust in presidents or kings or prime ministers. But we put our trust in. Amen. Psalm 146. So I believe here today, God is saying to continue and everything will be okay. Maybe it looks like you should have listened to this man or this woman, but you don't know what tomorrow will bring. But God, he knows what tomorrow will bring. Amen? So we trust him for tomorrow. Psalm 140. And do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the Lord of Jacob as his help, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We believe in the God of Jacob. Amen. Amen. And he is our helper. Amen. Amen. And Jacob's God was the one who was with him and kept his word to him and helped him through all difficulties. And he made him a mighty man and he blessed him. Mighty, mighty blessings. That's the God that we trust in. Amen. And happy is he who trust in him and believe in Jacob's, who made heaven and earth and the sea and all the that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food for the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoner. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He executes justice. Amen.
Amen.
Do you need justice in your some area in your life? God will bring it into your situation by trusting him. Amen. Believing that he's moving in your situation. And sometimes we also need to keep our hands out of that we don't make our own justice, but trust God that he will bring forth my justice. Amen.
Amen.
And he gives food to the hungry. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are not hungry in Denmark, but you know, if one day you should be hungry, God will give food. Amen.
Amen.
We can come into situation where things are tight, our finances become tight, but God will give food to the hungry. Amen.
Amen.
And that means that he will also work in my finances. Amen. So I have to trust the Lord. Even when I go through times where it's the finances are tight, and we will go through things also financially. Maybe not all of us, but it can happen. Because, you know, we can be, we don't know what happens tomorrow. But you know, the Lord, he's the one that gives us food. So we do not put our trust in our finance or our budget. But we believe that the Lord is my helper and he will give food to me. Amen. When I need food. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, he can bring, he can make the birds come with the food. We see that in the Bible. Amen. So if he did it for people in the Bible, I think it's an example that he can do it for me, because God is not a respecter of person. Amen.
Amen.
But he looks to those who trust him to keep his covenant. Amen.
Amen.
We have to remember that. That God is a God of covenant. That if he promised something, he's obligated to keep it. But he says, we shall trust him. We shall believe him. And then he will fulfill because of the covenant he made with our father of faith, Abraham.
Abraham.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God made a covenant with Abraham. And he blessed Abraham. And said that in you, all the generation of the earth shall be blessed. Amen. So I'm blessed in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are all blessed here today. We are not cursed. Amen. Every curse is broken. And no one can curse us. Maybe they can curse us. But it will not work.
Amen.
Because every weapon formed against you shall not prosper. It means that it doesn't mean that there will not be formed weapons. They will be formed and sent out, but they shall not prosper. They will not hit target. Amen. For what it was sent. Because there is an anti-missile that calls the blessing of the Lord that is upon you and I. Can I have an amen on that? Hallelujah. And that turns around all my situation. The blessings of the Lord. There's such a power in the blessings of the Lord. And God, he says that he has blessed us with all heavenly blessings in the spiritual. Amen?
Amen.
So there's a lot of blessings in the spiritual for you and I. Amen. And where is the spiritual? It's right here. Amen. So they are here. I just don't see it. But the Lord, he will open my eyes. So I start to see what is for me in the Spirit. And when I see it, I can take it. Can you say amen? That's why we are praying. Lord, open my eyes that I might see. That I might see you. That I might see what you have for me and what that you have done for me. So I thank you, Lord, for a spirit of revelation over my life so that I see. Amen? I have good news for you. There's a lot of stuff waiting on you. They are just waiting to come into this physical realm. They are already prepared in the spiritual. Amen? Do you believe that? The Bible says so in Ephesians. That we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. Amen? That's the promises of God. Amen? And he has promised us everything what we need. And so that's why we are trusting him, believing him to open our eyes. So our eyes will be enlightened and light will come on the inside so that we start to see what is prepared for me and to see who I am in him and who he is. Amen? You are not just a somebody. You are special for him. He has created you special for special things, for special works. Amen? And these works, they are already ready. Amen? Hallelujah. So we continue to believe. We continue to pray till we'll see victory and breakthrough. Amen? Maybe it's hard to trust the Lord right now. It can be hard to trust the Lord. Especially when the circumstances are against you. But there's a blessing trusting in the Lord. And you will see breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes we are walking around blind. We don't see what we already have. But God, he opens the eyes of the blind. Amen. Sometimes we go around like beggars and beg God. But God, he opens our eyes and say, it is already there. We are not beggars. We are believers. We trust him that the things will be there when I need it. And that the Lord, he will open the eyes so I understand what he has prepared for me. That I can walk the way. Amen. And he will open the way and put light on the way. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. Do you feel like bowed down here today in this time? The Lord will raise you up. It will happen. It can happen in our lives that we feel like something is pressing us down, pressed from all sides. But the Lord will raise us up. Can I have a hallelujah? Amen. Hallelujah. So you are not being pushed all the way down to the floor. When you trust the Lord, he'll raise you up again. Amen. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widows. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. Amen. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalm 127:25. We know that. Those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. Amen. But abides forever. Amen. Mount Zion. You are like Mount Zion. Mount Zion cannot be moved. Why can Mount Zion not be moved? Because the Lord is in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Who is inside of you? The Lord, yeah. And you are like Mount Zion. You shall not be moved because you trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. Things can move around you, but you shall not be moved. But you shall be abide forever. Amen. And you know, Mount Zion is like the church. The Lord is in the church. Amen. He's in it. We are the spiritual dwelling place of the Lord. The gathering of the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be unto his name. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, blessed is the man who trusted and those hope it, for he shall be like a tree planted which spreads out the roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will... Hallelujah. So blessed is the man who trusts in... you know, there is something that happens when we keep on trusting. By trusting him all of our lives and all our situations that we go through, roots are being built. It's growing. And they go to the source where there's water. Amen. So when dry times comes, it will not touch you because you have your source from a secret place, invisible place. Amen. All my sources are in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's no crisis in him. There's no drought in him. Amen. But we have our source replaced. Back to Proverbs. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your... In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Amen. I like that. You know, acknowledge him. Yeah. 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 I like the Danish version. Alle dine veje. Maybe it means the same, but ham I tanker på alle dine veje. Then he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What does it mean to direct your step or jævne dine stier, som den danske? Amen. I like the Danish in this way. Jævne dine stier. Make your path smooth. Amen. We need that sometimes, again and again. Because there is many times there is a bump on the way, especially in the way I'm living. Oh, to come home over all these bumps. I don't know why they got so popular in Denmark. We need to go to the mechanic more often. But you know, the Lord, he will straighten it out. How? If we can just have him in our mind. And how do we take him in our mind? God, that's why he says, don't worry, but worry about me. It's almost the same, you know. Have it running in your mind. Amen. So the more that we can fill our mind with the heart and mind with the Word of God, we'll see that our path will be direct. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. That was what he told to Joshua and to Israel. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth, but keep it in the midst of your heart so that you can do according to it and meditate on it day and night. And then your way shall be prosperous. Amen? Do you like to be prosperous? Amen? That's the recipe, you know, to have him in our mind. Amen? Have God in our thoughts. And God is equal his word. So trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own information. Amen. So we trust the Lord in every situation. And we keep him in our mind. And our thoughts. And we will see that he make every crooked path straight. Amen. Hallelujah. Do not be wise in your own eyes. That's fear the Lord and depart from evil. The fear of the Lord is wonderful. Not that we are afraid of forever. Amen. It will be health to your flesh, strength. Amen. It will be health to your flesh and health and strength to your bone. Amen.
Amen.
Strength to your bone. Our bones are very important. From there, a lot of things are concerning our body and our health. So there's another scripture that says suck marrow, and that's a broken heart. God, he's the one who and gives strength to the bone. Amen.
Amen.
So may the Lord strengthen our bones here today. Amen.
Amen.
that everything become perfect in our bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with all the first fruit of your increase. So your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats with. Amen. So we honor the Lord with what we have. That's why we give to Him. Every time when we come together, we give to Him. Because we trust Him. And trust His word. That when we do that, that our barns will be filled. Amen. And there'll be an overflow of wine and new wine. Amen. Hallelujah. So we continue to give to the Lord of all of what we have. And even our first fruit, we bring to Him. That's what we call the tenth. Amen? Then God, that the spiritual law function life. Amen? So we trust the Lord. And we continue to do what we know is right to do. And He will work out the things in our lives. And He will make straight our path. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. So Lord, we thank you. We can trust you here today. Promise, a lot of promises from your word. We trust you. Everything will, and we will see that victory will come and blessings will be there and things will turn around. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. And we love you, Lord. Hallelujah. So Lord, we continue to do what we know is right to do, trusting you, we pray. Thank you, Lord. I believe that right now, showing ministry, thank you, chain, we act on and light. Sometimes we let there come clarity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That will bring hope in. We know what to do. There's nothing worse. Don't know what to do. But Lord, you bring the right in to us here, and we trust you, not leaning on our own. We thank you. Thank you for your blessings upon our lives. Heal us. Deliver us, save us, help us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for joy filling our hearts this morning in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for Denmark. Pray for Denmark. Thank you for Save Denmark. We thank you for the parliament and also the government and the prime minister. Pray for all of them in a time like this. Lord, let your will be fulfilled for our nation. We pray in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the royal house and the queen. Bless the queen and the royal house. We thank you for them in Jesus' name. We pray for Israel. We bless Israel. Thank you, Lord, that you are with them right now. Thank you, Lord, that you are in the midst of this war. Give wisdom to the Knesset, to the Prime Minister. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon Israel. We bless Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And we also pray for peace in Gaza. Be with the soldiers in Gaza. We pray, Lord, that there'll be less blood, but Lord, that your hand be with Israel and protect Israel in Jesus' name. We also lift up Ukraine. We pray for that nation. Thank you, Lord, that you are with them. Pray for all the soldiers who are fighting, and pray for them and all the families. Thank you, Lord, for comfort them, bringing hope. In Jesus' name. Oh Lord, we thank you for Ikas Brande Kommune. We bless the commune, the city council. Let our commune prosper in Jesus' name. And we pray for Brande and bless the city of Brande. All the people and all the factories and businesses. Pray for your blessings. And we pray for revival and move of your spirit in the place where you have put us. And we thank you for victory in this place, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon us, for protection, blessings, healing, and deliverance, and help in the time of need, answering our prayers, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord bless you. Face shine upon you. Be gracious on you. He lift his countenance upon you and give you peace. Lord, blessing of the Lord be with you. And his peace fill your heart all this week. Whatever you do, have peace in your heart. And the blessings of the Lord will. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for today. And God bless you. We meet in the cafe. Can we finish with a song? Can we sing this song? My life is in you. Midly way idaigu. Huh? Oh, yeah. Remember to sign in for East Help. And then we sing this song.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.